A visionary, a revolutionary, the son of a nation for the nation, not just lyrics to his song. 34 years after the assassination of Burkina Faso's president, Thomas Sankara, he's still revered by millions of people across French-speaking Africa. In 1983, he was described as a feminist and environmentalist, then a 33-year-old soldier. He was ahead of his time. He turned his back on international aid money and loans from organizations like the World Bank, instead favoring self-sufficiency and calling for a more equal relationship with France, the country's former colonial power. On the 15th of October 1987, Sankara was killed by an armed group along with 12 officials. His closest friend and former colleague Blaise Compaoré took power. He, along 13 others, were on trial, accused of murdering Sankara. Blaise Compaoré was ousted in 2014 following a popular uprising that brought an end to his 27-year rule. He lives in exile in neighboring Ivory Coast and refused to take part in this trial. His supporters saw it as a political witch hunt. According to official government documents, Sankara died a natural death. But in 2015, authorities exhumed his remains from a grave. An autopsy revealed his body was riddled with bullets. In 2017, French President Emmanuel Macron agreed to release secret files on Sankara's death. That led to the opening of the trial.
Those behind the assassination sought to silence Sankara and his ideals, but it had the reverse effect. Millions of people across French-speaking West Africa see in Sankara a symbol of resistance against the powerful. He's become a hero and an icon celebrated in arts, culture, and politics.
Many of those involved in the recent coup in Mali and one in Guinea last September have referenced Sankara's leadership as an inspiration. These are some of his last words in public. "We need to accept we are Africans. It's the only way to live with dignity," Sankara says, adding, "Do you want to see corrupt government officials or soldiers? Then we will get rid of them. This may cost me my life, but we are here to dare." Shortly after this speech, Sankara was shot dead.
All right, Nicholas Huck is following developments from Dakar in Senegal. So, Nicholas, we've got a sentence in, but would it ever be carried out since Compaoré's in exile?
That's right. I mean, President Blaise Compaoré, former President Blaise Compaoré, heard this verdict from his plush villa outside of the capital of Abidjan, Ivory Coast, where he lives in exile. And there's no extrajudicial kind of agreement between Ivory Coast and Burkina Faso at the moment. So under the current presidency of Ivory Coast, President Ouattara, it's unlikely that Compaoré would serve time or would be extradited to go to Burkina Faso to spend time in jail. However, for his right-hand man, General Diendéré, who was already in prison for an attempted coup a couple of years ago, well, he's likely to serve the rest of his time in prison in Burkina Faso. This is, for many, a victory for the rule of law in this country. Sammy?
So, given what you've just said, Nick, how far will this trial go in actually closing this chapter and actually healing the deep wounds which the assassination of Sankara left in people's psyche?
Well, we have to remember, this is a trial in waiting for the last 35 years. People have been waiting for this sentence to come, for the trial to take place. And it's interesting to see, Sammy, how many young people are taking to the streets that weren't alive when this murder took place. Why? Because Sankara is much more than the former president of Burkina Faso. He's an icon. He's a pan-Africanist. He's the Che Guevara of Africa. And it's the circumstances of his death that made him such a hero, a young captain killed by President Blaise Compaoré. But what the trial didn't tell us is what was the implication of foreign powers. Emmanuel Macron, the French, notably, this is a former French colony, President Emmanuel Macron in 2017 had promised to release secret documents linked to the killing of Sankara. Only a fraction of those documents were made public. So the circumstances of his death, the involvement of France, perhaps, or also Ivory Coast or Togo, well, the circumstances of his death is still shrouded with some element of mystery. And that has only served to make him even more of a hero. Remember, Sankara was a young soldier that promised a vast amount of change in society and the way that many people or Burkina Faso, young Burkina Faso, were being led. So he promised a change from the past, a break away from France, the former colonial power, but also from international organization, saying that he would bring in self-sufficiency. In a famous quote, Sammy, he said, "We must choose for champagne for a few or safe drinking water for all." And that's why so many people are happy with this trial and this sentencing. Sammy?
Good stuff there. Nicholas Huck from Dakar.